Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. On reading the first volume of the Healing of the Wounded Soul series by Arlene Westmeyer, many people found deep healing for their inner pain. For many of them, the concept that Jesus carried our emotional wounds to the cross was completely new, yet for some, the pain continued. Why were some healed and others weren't? Well, in Volume 2, Arlene deals with these hard and difficult cases. She speaks from her counseling practice to these and many other difficult questions. Arlene was born on a farm in southwestern Pennsylvania in a family of pastors and missionaries. She always felt a call to missions. After nursing school, she studied Spanish in Costa Rica, where she met her husband. In Colombia, her husband taught and she counseled student pastors. Arlene Westmeyer, author of The Healing the Wounded Soul, Closing Open Doors, Volume 2, is our guest on This Week in America. Arlene, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
A pleasure to have you here to be able to talk about the book, Healing the Wounded Soul, Closing Open Doors, Volume 2. Let's start with that background. I mentioned that you grew up in Pennsylvania. Why were you in Colombia? What took you to Colombia?
Well, I always felt called to be the missionary since I was a child. And I had volunteered to go to Costa Rica for 3 years. But while in language school, I met my husband, and he was on his way to be a missionary to Colombia. So we fell in love, and he took me along to Colombia with him.
Arlene Westmeyer, our guest on the program, talking about the book Healing the Wounded Soul, Closing Open Doors. What problems did you find when talking with your students there? What did you come across with them?
There were so many tragedies going on in the land of Colombia at that time. There was what they call the violencia, the violence, where the two political parties decided to kill each other off. And so they were really trying to kill each other off. And a lot of people were in great agony from that time. And then they came and started telling me about their problems. And that's how I started counseling, too, because they started telling me their stories, and I tried to help them.
Yes, I was going to ask why you began the counseling, but boy, this was a way to really reach out and help these hurting people, wasn't it?
Yes. So I had them come up in my apartment and sit down and tell me what they went through, what their trauma was all about.
Well, yeah, it's interesting what you went through, the different therapies that you used to try to help them. Talk about some of those and how you went about trying to bring some healing to their lives.
I used all of the secular therapies, like talking about their problems, mostly talk therapy. But I found out that you can talk about what hurt, but that doesn't make that the hurt goes away. And so that's when I started to try to help them to get into their pain a little bit more. And that's where I explained to them that on the right side of our head, of our brain, we have the recorded what we felt, what we saw, what we smelled, all that was mostly on the right side of our head. The left side of our head is where we have the talking part in. And so we can talk and talk and talk and talk and talk about those problems, but it doesn't make them go away because they never get into it. If we don't get in and feel what that we had felt back there, then we can't reach it.
The book we're talking about is Healing the Wounded Soul, Closing Open Doors, Volume 2, written by Arlene Westmeyer, and Arlene is A-R-L-I-N-E, and Westmeyer, W-E-S-T-M-E-I-E-R. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Amazon and information on Arlene's book. What made you begin to use the concept of a video of the traumatic? How did that all start for you?
Because when I realized that all our talking is not getting to the root of what is hurting the person, then as soon as they think of what happened, the video starts running in her brain again. And so they feel the same thing that they did before. So that's why I started talking to him. You know, you have a video where you felt all that. Open that video and tell me what you see. You're there at the door of the room or wherever you are. And now you see this running in front of your eyes, don't you? Yes. And you begin to feel what you did back then. Yes. Well, tell me what you're feeling.
What happened when they began to invite Jesus into their videos? Talk about that experience and the changes that you observed.
Yes, it was very interesting to me. And I began to tell them, well, now look, you see this video running before your mind. You know, remember exactly what you felt. So now imagine that you take Jesus with you to where that place happened. You know, Jesus literally walked on this earth physically. But if he would have physically been here at that time and would have walked into where this pain was happening, what would he have done? And when they began to do that, I was completely astonished. I didn't expect them to be healed that fast. It usually takes an awful long time to get through some of those horrible things that they went through. But when they began to bring Jesus into it, it just began to heal faster.
So you were able to see, obviously, quick results. This had to be rewarding for you that this was not only working, but it was working in a very fast manner.
Yeah, I was so astonished. I was not expecting such fast results because it seemed that when they opened up that video and I used the vision, the idea of Jesus holding out a bag for them, and they take everything and throw it into that bag, everything they can remember that they felt, that they saw, that they smelled, that they, in fact, even take the rug up in the bottom of the room or wherever they were, often it was in a room, and roll it over to the other side and stomp everything together in there, fold it together, and so it's like just a little ashes, and throw it into Jesus' bag, because sometimes things were so big that we couldn't get it. I told him, well, pour it on Jesus. He took it to the cross, but it was so big, how did they get concepts out of it? So we put it in the bag, closed it, prayed that Jesus would cover it with his blood, seal it with his nail-scarred hand so it could never be opened up again, put it on his shoulder and said, now with your inside eyes, watch, can you see Jesus carrying that bag to the cross? And they said, yes, I see him. I said, what is in that cross? Came from hell. He never expected you to handle that. God intended that we live in paradise, and he gave us a psyche to live in paradise. But we aren't there. We're like fish living in the trees or birds living in the water. And anything that happens that wouldn't have happened in paradise, we cannot carry. We don't have the psyche for it. So you put that into the bag, give it to Jesus, and watch him carry it to the cross. That, what that person did to you, or what happened there, nailed Jesus to the cross. When he pays for that, that goes back into hell from where it came from.
The bag is such a great visualization. Even as you're describing it, I can see that and visualize that. When did you begin to use that vision?
I guess it's just something that God gave to me because yes. As it was such a big thing, it just, I could get it onto Jesus to see how he could carry it. So, okay, throw it into a bag and then we'll give it to him, you know. And then they began to see how he could carry this. He took the whole thing to the cross and he died for it. He gave his life for what happened to them so that he could make them free, you know.
Well, it's one thing to say it, it's another to visualize it, and that's what you were able to do. Arlene Westmeyer, our guest on the program, talking about the book Healing the Wounded Soul, Closing Open Doors, Volume 2. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, you can link on directly and get information on the book and order the book as well. What obstacles, if any, did you find in practicing this kind of therapy?
Well, I found that some of them were just too scared of God. They're afraid that if God would know what I really feel, or what I've said, I'll never forgive that person for that, that he would be so mad at me that I couldn't even dare tell him. That was a big obstacle. We had a talk, I often said to the people, you know, God is not like your father was. He's like your father should have been and wasn't. Because many of these people that I had there were just abused terribly bad. And so what was a father like that you always would have liked to have? So they start telling me about that. And I said, well, you know, that's how God is, only he's better yet. You can't imagine how much he loves you and how much he wants to carry those things. And usually when they look, well, I tell them afterwards, I look back into that room, that God says that he will give beauty for ashes, and that was nothing but ashes that was in there. He'll give you beauty. Look back in. What do you see? What does he put there in its place? It was interesting to me what they would come up with, because I'd never tell them what they were supposed to see. I just said, well, what did he put in there? Well, sometimes one person said to me, I see the sofa, and I'm sitting between my father and me. He was just a little boy. I'm sitting between the two. Jesus is sitting there between the two of us on the couch. I said, and how do you feel there? I feel good. I said, do you feel safe? Yes, I feel safe. Well, why do you feel safe? Well, Jesus is sitting between the two of us, and I know he's not going to let my father do anything.
It's just amazing the creative ways you use to overcome these obstacles. In their memories, what replaced the horror of the trauma?
I would never tell them what they should see. I'd ask them, what do you see there? And each one would come up with a different thing. One of them told me, I see him. That he had been living in a half-burned-out house with his mother, who was a prostitute, and it just had a terrible memories. And I said, okay, we take that, gave it all to Jesus to carry to the cross. And I said, now tell me what you see there. I said, well, I see a big, green, open field. The grass is just beautiful. I said, what about the house? Well, it's gone. Is Jesus there with you? Well, yes, he's playing with me. And, you know, it changes the video.
Yes.
The video is still there. It's not that that it didn't happen, but there's a different ending to it.
What was this like when you would see reactions like that and you could see immediate results? I mean, what you were able to do literally was life-changing when you think of the trauma that many of these people went through. And how you were able to give them some relief to help them address the pain they were going through. This had to be very meaningful for you, very rewarding, when you would see in front of you that this was being successful.
Yes, it was a tremendous reward. I fell all over in love with Jesus. I didn't know that God had that great love. I knew it. Here I was experiencing it with my clients.
So in helping them, you were helping yourself, it sounds like, as well in going through the process. The book is Healing the Wounded Soul, Closing Open Doors, Volume 2 by Arlene Westmeyer, our guest on the program. Will the book be able to address, we all go through, it seems like we've got these hard and difficult emotional pains that we try to deal with. Will the book Healing the Wounded Soul help all of us through these situations?
Yes. There were some that, and I called those the difficult cases or the hard cases or the open doors, that when you would say, well, I look back in there, what do you see? What did Jesus put there for you? Well, it's just exactly this before. So, well, you know, and what happened is that I would, sometimes I have to ask the person, well, did you ever make a vow that you will never get rid of this? Or did you ever make a vow that you would hurt others before they could hurt you? And invariably they come up, first they couldn't remember. I said, think back. Say, your father was there beating you up. Did you ever think, I will never forgive him? And they usually come out of it. Never forgive this person, or I'll never feel love again. Or one person who got terrible problems with the law, he had made a vow, I will always hit first before anyone hits me. And I will never love anyone again. I'll never let anyone love me. Well, then he wanted to fall in love with a girl, and he just couldn't. And but he had bound himself with this. So that was what I found called those open doors. They just, you can't close that. It all just all comes back in. And so I started asking them, well, did you ever make a vow? Did you ever go into some kind of black magic or something like that. And when we found that, we had to throw it out. So you have no right to influence this person with that anymore. Jesus gave us the right to cast out demons or whatever else is there. We close the door in the name of Jesus and ask the Lord to ask Jesus to cover it with his blood and seal it shut. The interesting thing is, then we go through the process again, and it was gone.
It's just an amazing story. The book is Healing the Wounded Soul, Closing Open Doors, Volume 2. Arlene, working with you in the process has been Reader's Magnet. What has that been like in working with them and in getting the word out to the public about the book?
Well, I noticed that they were very interested in getting this out and their book on their book stand, or book, whatever it is that they do to advertise it. And I appreciated that and appreciated working with the people who were very patient in getting me. I was just moving to a assisted living building, and I couldn't always get my answers back to them, and they were very patient and would come back and ask again, and I appreciated that.
Well, this is a very important book that will help a number of people. The book is Healing the Wounded Soul, Closing Open Doors, Volume 2 by Arlene Westmeyer. I'll spell this all out for you if you're going to Google and look for the book. Arlene is A-R-L-I-N-E. Westmeyer, W-E-S-T-M-E-I-E-R, Healing the Wounded Soul, Closing Open Doors, Volume 2. It's available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, you can link on directly to the Amazon link for the book. Arlene, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for taking time with us and being with us on the program today. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Volume 2 of Healing the Wounded Soul, Closing Open Doors. Arlene Westmeyer, our guest on the program. And once again, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon site and get information on Arlene's book. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.